Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Go on. And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
He's got Sterling Shepard out there, his old college teammate. But he's not going to have a chance. Oh, yes, he is. He fights through the sack. Looking for first down yard. Oh, my goodness, he's done it again. Oh, that is pure Baker Mayfield. Absolute Baker at his best. He broke a couple of tackles. They had him for a sack. Then they had him at least 8 yards short of the first. He fought through them all.
Well, that was the play of the game yesterday.
Might third be play 14, of the year, Steiny.
Baker Mayfield looks like he's going to get sacked. He gets out of it, gets 14 yards plus. They get a first down. They score on the next play and makes it a 27-19 game. And the 49ers, obviously a devastating loss, not just to the Buccaneers, Goo, but they lose Fred Warner.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here telling you this, Steiny, and nobody's asking, Niner fans asking my thoughts, but the bottom line is you lose Bosa, okay, that hurts. I mean, that really hurts, but you could fall back on 5-4, Fred Warner. But, Steiny, to lose him in the fashion that they did with everything that's going on with these rash injuries, I'm telling you this, guys, and this is just sports related, so don't take this out of context because I respect death. But, Steiny, that game felt like somebody died the whole rest of the way. And I know the Niner players were trying to win it for Fred, but where do you go from here? I mean, damn, you lose Bosa, and now you're telling me Fred's gone for the year, and now these youngsters are there to swim for themselves, Steiny, and we'll see. I'll say this. I'm not a shield. They had a chance to still win the game. So we're talking about so many different things. I know you're like, come on, Goo, did they? But they did. It was 20-19.
They never led in the second
half. I got you. But they didn't get. So you're telling me that game 30-19 felt like it was worse than that? Because they just couldn't stop Tampa Bay, Steiny.
I mean,
I'm trying to find some positives. Help me out. But if you're keeping it real, I got you.
No, I mean, they've won a lot of games that maybe they would have been on the losing end of. And this game, they're hanging on, but they can't really make any plays. As for Fred Warner, I mean, you say, where do you go from here?
That's my thing. Where? I don't know.
Well, this is where I think we as devastating as it is.
Talk to me.
They got to deal with it. I mean, they have 11 more games left. They're still in first place in the division. So yeah, now you lost Warner, you lost Bosa. It's next man up. Now you're not going to be as good, and you're going to have to figure a lot out. But
this is like Steph going down, Steiny. If Bosa wasn't, you know what I mean? When he went down in that Minnesota series, it was finito. And I know it's different sports, but help me today because that's what it feels like defensively. This was the guy, he was your quarterback that called the plays, stopped the run, snuffed stuff out. And they really didn't get it, Baker, all game. Every time they needed something, they got it.
Can they beat the Falcons Sunday?
I don't know.
Well, I think they can. But that's
I'm
the
not
way
saying
the season.
They can't.
Look, that's the way the season's going to go. And say what you want. They're devastated by injury, but they're going to get some players back, you think, in the next couple weeks. And then you just try to win as many games as you can. And if it's got to be gritty, it's got to be gritty. And if it's, got to be with second line players, you got to try to figure it out. But this is where I do think that the NFL, like the players and the coach, that, not that they don't care. Yeah. Of course they care. Right. And losing Warner is going to take its toll. But you got to keep playing. And still in first place. And you still have games on the back end of this schedule that are winnable.
But now, I love that you brought that up. You tell me if I'm wrong here, Stoney. The Niners did have the benefit of a lower end or a lower end schedule. Now with these injuries to the guys named Fred Warner and Bosa's and Brock Purdy, we don't know when he's coming back. Now I don't feel like they're layups anymore. Because I don't know what to expect this Sunday against Atlanta defensively and for the rest of the year with all these youngsters back there. And now Bethune, you got to be the new Fred Warner. Like, this is a big blow is all that I'm saying.
No doubt. But would you rather have Buffalo on the schedule, the Packers on the schedule, the Eagles on the schedule, whoever else is in Washington, if they're, their health. I mean, came out before the season and you just got to figure out, a way to win. Without your frontline players, and now they got to figure out what to do next week. Who's going to be the starting quarterback? Thought Mac Jones was gutsy again.
Wasn't bad. Yeah.
I mean,
it's Brock's job, Stoney. When he's healthy, you got to go. But is he going to be healthy this Sunday? Mac Jones was sacked 6 times, Stoney.
Yeah.
This O-line needs to be rebuilt. And you can't do that within the season. But that's my takeaway. The Niners, tell me if I'm wrong or doing too much, Stoney. I felt like defense, and I didn't even have a lot of expectation for Tampa Bay defensively because I thought they could be had with what Seattle did. But I believe Tampa Bay dominated both lines of scrimmage. But yet the Niners were there to, Vita Veda with the stupid running into the punter penalty. I was thinking the magic is still there. Maybe they can pull this thing out, and they couldn't block.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it as though, there were times in that game where I felt like the Niners, I mean, even Romo talked about, boy, that's like their 8th out of 9 lives, whether it was the kicker for the Bucs missing the one that could have put them up scores, or whether it was the fumble that Mac Jones had that they reversed, that allowed the 49ers to punt deep into the Bucs territory, whether it was... what was the other play where, they had a shot to stop Mayfield.
That was play of the year. And I know we're only through week 6, but Stoney, that was a hell of a play, man.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, they got the break on the Vita Vea, roughing the punter, which gave them another first down where they had a chance to do something. And then Mac Jones throws an interception on a 4th and 5. Should have been a 4th and 1. But Pooney
was
flagged
big.
With a penalty.
That was big.
Then they throw an interception, and then on the following on that play, Trent Williams.
Did you have a problem with Kyle on that 4th and 6 that culminated in a Brock Purdy, Mac Jones interception? Did you have a problem with him maybe taking the points and then kind of D'ing up and seeing if you can get a turnover or stop? I know Keyshawn Johnson and all the Monday morning quarterbacks are on Kyle's neck for that, but. At this point when you're down, maybe Kyle was like, we're not going to stop him. Because, Stoney, you're right. The game was close. And I'm like, how is it this close? Because it feels like Tampa can do whatever they want. While Rashad White was running hard. But the Niners, Stoney, they're running game. 17 for 54 yards for McCary. 3.2 a pop. But what has happened to the Niners running game?
Well, it's not good. And it probably has to do with their offensive line mostly, and then a little bit probably with has to do with Christian McCaffrey. No, but now that you asked, when it went from 4th and 1 to 4th and 6, I was surprised they went for it at that point because a field goal at least keeps it an 8-point game.
Because Pinero can't miss right now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. Guru asked the question, where do we go from here? And where we go is Santa Clara on Sunday and you get a game against the Falcons and you try to get to 5-2. And
what about upstairs? Do you make a trade now? Remember, you were thinking maybe we could replace Bosa. Is that off the table?
I don't even know now. I mean, to me, I feel like Warner's so important that can you even replace him? I don't know. And I don't know if you're talking about replacing Warner or replacing Bosa. Hey, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3 o'clock. Mm. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden will be open with a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now. That's 957thegame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and 11. Going for a big ball. Down the field. Got an open target. Oh, what a catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Tez Johnson. That's his first NFL touchdown. And a magnificent flip to go with it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Jim Nance on the call.
They were great, man.
And, That was a big play,
obviously. It was a hell of a throw and a hell of a catch by Johnson.
And it followed Mayfield's incredible scramble to get a first down. And then two plays later, goes into the end zone. And now it's 27-19. Niners lose, and they also lose Fred Warner for the season. Also, a little issue with Juwan Jennings and Kyle Shanahan.
A dust up.
I don't think cameras caught it, but the writers who were at the game were saying that late in that game, Jennings and Shanahan were having words, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But
Jennings said he's playing with five broken ribs, Donnie.
Yeah.
You think Bourne getting all those receptions and tallying? I'm just saying, we're all human, and tallying up that yardage 2 weeks in a row has something to do with it?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. Most of the time, when receivers are upset, it's probably because they don't get the ball. Mac Jones obviously threw an interception in the first series. Felt like he was under pressure all day. And obviously, I think this is a game where his immobility showed. So I don't know how he's come out of that game. But
physically, you mean?
You know, yeah, but yeah. I actually was looking at this game, and I'm interested to know if Niner fans were feeling the same way. And I asked Evan this. I said, was there ever a point in that game where you were thinking about Brock Purdy? And I got to admit, I wasn't. I was just feeling like Mac Jones is their starting, you know, as their quarterback, and he's going to quarterback the rest of this game. And I don't know that Purdy could have won that game.
Right.
Maybe he would have been more mobile than Mac Jones, but I don't know. And now, you know, now we have a week where we got to try to figure out if Mac Jones is going to start or if Brock Purdy is going to start. But yeah, the season just got a lot tougher yesterday.
No doubt. And I didn't think about Brock Stani, but I've been on, you know, the island of whenever he's healthy, this is his show. And, you know, Mac Jones was slinging it all around the yard. The first series resulted in an interception. That's on his ledger, as Nat said. Looks like miscommunication with Bourne. But the bottom line is when Brock is healthy, that's the million-dollar question. It's his show. And I'll say this. It just, again, I can't get past, and I need you to help me, Stani, because we can't do the whole show on it, but not that he's not worthy. Losing Fred Warner in the way that you lost him, and both teams coming to the midfield and watching him go out with an air cast on, I'm just saying to you, how does this team collectively as a whole get past this, because that's all that was on my mind, thinking about the best thing going for this year's Niners right now is not the O-line, it's not the run game, it's the 4-2 record that they've earned. But Steiny, boy, it just feels like they're holding on now. So when you asked me that last segment about Atlanta, I don't know, because I don't know what they're going to look like. And then we hadn't talked about it. Defensively, we talked about Robert Saleh. Thank God he's in town. Steiny, this team does not have this defense, does not have a damn interception all year. Like, that's got to change. And I don't know how, but I know this. It's become much more difficult now that 54 is not out there along with 97. So, you know, you mentioned Purdy. And again, I don't know if he's healthy. And if he can go Sunday night, but Steiny, boy, this thing feels like it's teetering now, that this injury to Fred, what effect it has on just this whole team as a whole.
Well, we're going to find out. And like,
I'm trying to get the answer now. I needed to hear that.
It's trite, yeah. But like, this is how you measure teams. Resiliency. I mean, this is it. They're missing Bosa now. They're missing Warner. And those guys, neither of them are coming back. So that takes away from the optimism of Purdy coming back eventually and Kittle coming back eventually. So, yeah, I mean, Saleh's running the defense. I think the defense has been solid. They haven't been taking the ball away, but I think they played well enough for this team to be 4-2 like they are. And now Robert Saleh's job just got a lot tougher. I mean, I'm not here to tell you that the 49ers – should be able to weather this storm. I don't know if they can or they can't, but again, the only thing, the way I'll look at the season from this day on is, all right, see if you can go out and beat the Falcons.
Yeah.
Just see if you can go out and beat the Falcons on Sunday, and maybe you get Brock Purdy back, and there's a little emotional boost there. And obviously, Bosa and Warner aren't coming back, but get to 5-2, and then you got 10 games left to maybe win another 5 or so and see if he could sneak into the playoffs.
No, that's it. And, I'm sitting here scratching my head because I kind of been light in regard to my criticism, and we kind of focused on Trent Williams, Steiny, but it's Dominic Pooney. It's everybody on that O-line. And, again, I asked you a question you may not have the answer to, but I'm not used to watching a Kyle Shanahan-led team not be able to just – dominate the lines of scrimmage. Now I get, hey, Bosa's down. There's no Warner. But Steiny, let's put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. This offensive line stunk yesterday, and I believe that's the second week in a row it stunk. And why can't they run? And how big of an impediment is this if this is who they are through 6 weeks? If you're telling me this is the offensive line unit that's going to show up against Atlanta and the teams after that, then this team's got major problems.
Yeah. It does. And what I'm telelling people is a good thing you're not 2-4, which you could be. So, I mean, think about that. You lose Warner and all of a sudden on a day like yesterday, you go 2-4. I mean, then it's you're almost on the verge of night.
Yeah.
But you're still 4-2 and you still are going to hopefully get some players back, including your quarterback. But you're right. There's no way around that the battle just got harder. There's no other way to put it. And now you got to look at how it may affect their season, or if they can somehow still get gritty and grimy and win games that maybe look aesthetically unpleasing. But like, I'm looking at the other side, and I'm seeing, they're missing Irving, they're missing Evans, they're missing Godwin, they get their rookie receiver hurt.
He was throwing to third-string wide receiver, Steiny, you're right.
So, everybody's dealing with something. The 49ers are probably dealing with more than a lot of teams, but
I'll tell you this.
Here's the other thing I'm thinking. How the hell is the NFL going to go to an 18-game schedule?
Agreed.
Who the hell can play 18 NFL games if you're playing it the right way?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get hurt. It's like almost two seasons from the past, 18 games.
And how are fans, I want to ask 49er fans, diehard ones, Steiny, how are all of them, how they're feeling? Because this does change. I know it's about the SF on the side of the helmet, the standard that the Niners have set, the quest. This has to affect the viewing pleasure, right? To watch your team without its guns.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? No, you want to win, Steiny. I'm not saying that, but damn, I mean, what are we asking the Niners really to overcome? I mean, Martin Luther King.
I'm just saying,
the sport version. There's now no Bosa when you tune in. There was no Brock Purdy. There's no Warner.
Right. You can keep running down the list. What are you going to do?
No Kittle. Like, and I'm not making excuses, but this is something that's starting to bother me for the Niners. They gave away the ball twice. Tampa Bay didn't give the ball away. You're not going to win many games like that, but yet you won 4 out of 6. But this defense has got to step up, Steiny, and I don't know who's going to lead that brigade. Like, tell me who now can you count on defensively?
You can count on, let's see, maybe the secondary. I like Siegel. Romo likes Siegel. I mean, I don't know. They got a lot of young players. They tried to improve their depth defensively through the draft, and they may have done it. So now we need players that we haven't really seen a lot or that haven't had a lot of NFL experience. We got to see what they're made of.
And my other biggest takeaway, because I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up, Steiny, I think we can stop all the calls about Mac Jones and the quarterback controversy. I've never even said it was legit, but I got it. Mac Jones was in a zone. But I'm not saying he was the reason you lost. He almost passed for 400 yards, 347, but 2 picks, Steiny. And even on that last one, I was talking to Evan, Tonjes was behind his intended target. But, you know, it is what it is. This is Brock's show. When he can go, right? I think that performance yesterday from Mac Jones kind of quelled that, you would think.
I don't know. Was Mac Jones yesterday worse than Brock Purdy's been when he's had the turf toe? I don't know.
Well, I would say no, because he was bad when he had the turf toe against Jacksonville.
Right. So if we get that Purdy back, he's not better than Mac Jones, I don't think. Mm. And so they're going to have to balance that injury with how they think he can play and fight through it. This is from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. The 49ers are still going to make the playoffs. The offense will have to carry them during the second half of the season. Yeah, that sounds logical to me.
All right, their offense, ideally,
they
got a block.
You think they would when they get some of their guys back. Yeah. So 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, tough loss yesterday, not only to the Bucs, but to Fred Warner. And you know,
I mean, man, Steiny.
I mean, Guru asked a question. He's just like, Steiny, where do they go from here? And there's only one place to go, and that's to practice and to see if you can beat the I don't know anything else. Like,
well,
you're not,
there's two places.
You're not going to give up. You're not going to quit. Yeah. They're not going to quit. We
not
know that. Because
right.
Kyle, like, that's the other thing about Shanahan's teams that I have to give him credit for. You know, they're in that game 27-19, and they still think they can win it.
And it was 20-19. At one juncture, you know, when he went on the 3rd and 50 scam. My point, Steiny, is there's two ways you can go, and I'm not saying you didn't say that. You can bust your ass, try to play, but you are what you are. But if you're down 2 stars defensively, that's what's scaring me. And this offensive line can't block. I thought what was special about this season and where it was going, and it still may. How about I say that? It still may, is if they wanted to get frisky as they stack more wins, and to that texter's point that they still may make the playoffs, that's still on the bingo card. But the bottom line was, if you had Warner and you were seeing some gains defensively, maybe you go make a move to replace Bosa. But now you got 2 glaring holes, and, you know, Steiny, sometimes injuries to the wrong people, they kill you. And I'm just wondering, is that going to be what happens here defensively for the Niners and morale?
This is Trent Williams on the injury to Fred Warner.
That's heartbreaking, especially, I mean, Fred is not only is he one of the best linebackers that ever played a game, but he the heart and soul of his team, not just heart and soul of his defense. So, you know, it's one thing to see somebody go down and go to the blue 10 and there nobody really knows what's going on. And you know, when you see a guy that's injured like that, it's really like a gut punch, you know, and it's truly is really hard to continue the intensity and, you know, and playing that game like that never happened.
All right, that was Trent Williams talking about the injury, obviously, to Fred Warner. I don't think there's any doubt that when he went down, the air was out of the balloon. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I listened to the first let's say, quarter and a half on the radio. And, you know, Tim Ryan was talking about how he could just sense it right after Fred Warner got carted off.
Wow.
So on the one, like, I can understand why that was a gut punch yesterday.
Yeah.
But you know now, you know today, you're not playing with Warner and Bosa for the rest of the season. So start making preparation for Sunday's game without both of them and see if Saleh can design a game plan that can keep them in the game. And you move forward,
yeah,
with the season.
And hopefully you get Brock Purdy and Kittle back, right, Steiny? So there it is there. Maybe so that's some reinforcements on the offensive side of the ball. But I'm just looking at the Niners yesterday and their inability to run again through 6 weeks. It's like, man, I'm sitting there waiting like Forrest Gump at the bus stop for it to improve. But maybe this is just who they are, and they can't run the ball. And that's not a good omen for this team moving forward, man. Another day of Mac Jones throwing the ball 39 times. And you're right, he got sacked 6 times. I don't know if Brock was under center with that number of went down, I suppose. But, man, you got to find a way, Robert Saleh and that defense, to take the ball away, partner. Because I felt like, you know, I'm like, how is this? Even when they missed, Tampa missed a field goal to go up 11 and go up 2 scores, I'm like, this is crazy. Okay, this might be what we've seen. But they couldn't pull a rabbit out of their hat. But, man, Stoney, if it's blitzing and you take chances, and you saw what Baker Mayfield did to that pass, that bomb to Johnson for a touchdown, great throw and great catch. You just hope more of that is not coming from the opponents you face, you know, as you move down the road here.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners lose yesterday to the Bucs, 30-19. They lose Fred Warner for the season. Mac Jones, a couple picks, one early, one late. Got the 49ers down 7-0. Set up the Bucs' first touchdown. And then, you know, the one with the last one always to me, yes, he's going to take an interception for that, and it was an interception, and that sealed the game. But I always just feel when a guy's got a forced into making a play, sometimes, you know, those happen. And when you're in a desperation situation, they were down 11 trying to get a score and then some. So the first one obviously was the one that really hurt because I thought it put him behind the 8-ball early.
I mean, man. Yeah, it could have been a pick six. It wasn't, but the bottom line is miscommunication. But, Steiner, you talked about it. After halftime, they still had chances. And I just felt like, you know, Tampa Bay was without. I keep pre-talking about, you know, what the Niners are without. And Baker Mayfield was throwing the second and third stringers, and they pulled out the victory at home. And now, you know, where do the Niners go from here? Because if Trent Williams was keeping it real, and I believe it, Steiner, about it was hard to even, you know, finish that game, you just hope that was a one-off, and now you get ready for Atlanta.
My question to Niner fans is, you know, when you look at what's happened this year and you lose Brock Purdy, he's missed 4 of 6 games. Your starting quarterback, your franchise quarterback. You've lost Nick Bosa early in the season. He's done. Now you lose Fred Warner. Here's what it feels like to me, and I don't know whether it's the timing of the injuries or the actual importance of the player, but I do feel like a lot of the optimism because of the Warner injury obviously has really sapped the 49er fans. But like, is this the worst one of the year? I mean, is this the one where if Warner gets hurt now after Purdy, after Pierce, is this the one where you say, well, now they're just too many?
I love
or
that.
Or do you say, no, now forget the other ones. Warner's the most important no matter what.
And I got to be careful here, Steiny, but I love the question. And I just feel like one more week, but I feel like this is the death blow. This was your best player on your team on both sides of the ball. And, okay, you could say McCaffrey, you could say Brock, but this was your guy you could count on. And if we're just going to throw superlatives around and you dub a guy, shout out to the Warriors, the heart and soul, and he's also backing that up with the play. How, Steiny, with a defense that's just littered with youth, 1 year, 2 year guys, how can you say that they can sustain or come up with an identity without Fred the parent there? So maybe I can be proven wrong and you bend but don't break, but you were that already with Fred. Now I'm thinking about how close is this defense to last year, and there's new personnel, Steiny, where they were 6-11, and a lot of the 6-11 was you couldn't stop anybody defensively. So I hope that's not what we're about to see, and I could be proved wrong. And here we go. If you're going to tell me on the flip side of that coin, Goo, all they got to do is just bend but don't break without Fred and Bosa, that's what they were, okay. But now you got to tell me that you're going to score 30-35. And I don't know if this O-line can block to, you know what I'm saying, to give you that production offensively.
Well, I mean, so now they've lost Warner, now they've lost Bosa. So how do you look at the next, you know, 11 games?
All I'm doing is giving you my opinion.
Do you expect the defense to be terrible? Or how much worse is the defense now without Warner and Bosa?
I don't think you can count on it. I think now you just have to coexist and score and hope that they can, you know, get stops and you take advantage of it. Steiny? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe when Mykael Williams recorded his first sack yesterday, maybe him and the rest of the gang, D Winners, they take over and shock us. But just on paper, I feel like now the offense has no room for air. Like, they got to be your new defense in a sense. You got to score 30 now. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they come out and shut out Atlanta next week, you know? Hold them to 10.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners lose 30-19 yesterday, and they lose Fred Warner for the season. Here's Kyle Shanahan on that loss.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, of course, everyone knows it's difficult. So when you lose your better players and stuff and your leaders, that's tough. You know, it's huge with Nick, obviously huge with Fred. Hopefully we'll get Kittle back here and some of the other guys. But, I mean, that's going to give opportunities to other guys. And these are moments guys got to step it up. And I'm glad that we've played some decent football to put us in this position, at least with a record. And we got to find a way to get better everywhere else throughout this year.
All right, Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. You know, he's citing their 4-2 record, which it's a good thing they're 4-2, because as bad I think as people feel, there would be some kind of finality if they were 2-4 right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And he kind of kept it real, Steiny. It sounded like he was not omitting the fact that they've won a bunch of close games, even when you had Fred, even when you had Bosa. So I don't want to sit here and say the season's over. I'm not. A lot of teams would give their right arm right now to be 4-2. But my thing is, on the offensive side of the ball, we don't even know if Brock's going to be available this Sunday, and maybe you don't need him to beat Atlanta, but if you're still going to have that musical chairs at the quarterback position, I'm just wondering, man, how do you really just gain traction?
Well, you gain traction by looking at the schedule and saying, can we beat the Falcons at home?
And I think you can.
Okay. Could you possibly go down to Houston and beat the Texans?
I think you can. Okay. Even without Warner and Bosa.
All right. What about then you come home or then you go to New York, play the Giants? They're playing better football. That obviously looks like a tougher game.
I think you can.
The Cardinals, who knows where they're going to be in 5 weeks? They have the Panthers at home. They have the Browns on the road. They have the Titans at home, and they have the Bears at home. Like, I get it. There are no automatic wins in the NFL, but if you break it down one game at a time,
right,
and you only talk about the Atlanta Falcons and you somehow win on Sunday, you're still going to be in first place in the NFC West.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's the key. As long as the 49ers are atop the division or near the top, I think they're going to play hard, and I think they're going to be very, very competitive. What you know, what can't happen is them to lose, you know, three in a row now and drop to like four and four and then the injuries really start to accumulate.
Can I, you might call me crazy. We're up against it. I'll save it for the other side.
I got a minute or two.
You might call me crazy on this, but Steiny, I don't know if Brock's coming back, but what if I told you I'm more excited about Kittle coming back? And let me tell you why real quick. This running game has been anemic, and I used to hate, you know, when people would say the best attribute of George Kittle was his ability to block in the run game. I knew it was important, but what if I told you, man, if he really means that and can change the outlook of this run game and improve it and make some holes somehow for McCaffrey and they can win time and possession moving forward, what if I told you Mac can hold it down? And if Kittle was that important to the run game, then I'm excited to see that component to see if it could jumpstart the run game.
I gotta believe one of the reasons, and there's obviously a lot of them, but one of the reasons the Niners haven't been able to run the football as well as they normally have, it's probably at least twofold. One is they've been playing without Kittle.
Yeah.
And also, I gotta believe that Ayuk's ability to block is being missed too. And so maybe that's all impacting the running game. 49er fans, where are you at? Come on now. You can pick yourself up off the mat. We're only in week 6. You got 11 more games left. We got to keep playing. The Falcons, Penix. You got the Falcons on a short week.
Yeah, they come play on. Tonight. They host Buffalo.
Come on. You got the Falcons on a short week. You get to 5-2.
No, you also had an extra couple days of rest on the Bucs.
Yeah, and that's why we looked a little rusty, Evan. That's why we looked a little rusty. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Guru's question is out there. Where do we go from here if we're the San Francisco 49ers? I think there's only one place to go, and that's just try to win the next game. All right, we'll talk about more of it on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.